This is the Pacifica Update for the week of June 10th. I'm Lynn Gary. Thanks to the support and activism of listeners all over the country, Democracy Now! Has returned to the main broadcast studio and to the air at Pacifica Station WBAI in New York City. More than 3 weeks ago, the program was moved by WBAI management to an improperly equipped sub-studio where it experienced serious technical problems. To justify this action, WBAI management falsely claimed that Amy Goodman had refused to participate in the on-air pledge drive, which was in progress there. Those close to the situation interpreted the removal as part of an ongoing campaign of harassment against Goodman, designed to force her to resign. On-air disparagement of Goodman continues, and sources inside the station say that expressions of hostility toward her are demanded as a sign of loyalty to the new management. The Free Speech Radio News, FSRN, daily cast will continue for a second month. The extended run has been made possible by financial support from enthusiastic listeners and community stations, including KBCS in Bellevue, Washington, WMNF in Tampa, Florida, and WRPI in Troy, New York. An analysis comparing FSRN and Pacifica Network News, PNN, shows that FSRN had stories originating from 13 states and 11 countries over the course of 14 broadcasts since FSRN went daily. During the same time frame, PNN had stories from only 5 states and 4 countries. During the last 10 years, community radio stations all over the country have felt the pressure to abandon grassroots broadcasting in favor of a slicker, safer format. The Pacifica struggle is the most visible but by no means the only battle being fought along these lines. The government's Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CPB, which allocates funding to non-commercial media, produced an army of consultants in the early 1990s. These consultants advised stations on how to professionalize their staffs and reorganize programming in accordance with market research principles originally developed for the commercial broadcasting industry. Community radio's own organization, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, or NFCB, took an active role in promoting these market principles under the leadership of then-President Lynn Chadwick. Chadwick later moved to Pacifica and is known to many as the Pacifica Executive Director who presided over the lockout at Pacifica Station KPFA in Berkeley in 1999, bringing the Pacifica struggle to national attention. In 1996, a group of community radio stations committed to maintaining their grassroots volunteer character responded to the NFCB initiative by forming a new organization, the Grassroots Radio Coalition, the GRC. The member stations of the GRC, most of whom are or were Pacifica affiliates, have been active in supporting the movement to preserve Pacifica's community-based mission. Since 1996, the GRC has held an annual conference to share skills and discuss ideas and issues related to community radio. The 6th annual GRC gathering will be hosted by KGNU-FM in Boulder, Colorado, and will take place from July 13th through the 15th. Featured speakers this year include David Barsamyan of Alternative Radio and Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! For more information, visit www.kgnu.org. Pacifica's Board of Directors has announced a meeting to take place on July 1st in New York City for the purpose of adding new board members. This is seen as an attempt to continue the self-selection of the board by a majority hostile to listener sponsor interests and the founding mission of Pacifica. One of the board members to be replaced is the recently departed treasurer, Michael Palmer, who resigned last month just before California legislators increased pressure on the board to answer questions about Pacifica's financial records. Many observers believe this resignation was a result of public protests organized by the Pacifica campaign, which aims to remove the Pacifica board members hostile to Pacifica's traditional mission of progressive grassroots broadcasting. For more information on the Pacifica campaign and how to get involved, visit their website at www.pacificacampaign.org. We'll be back next week with another Pacifica update.